Dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
This is the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim with my wife Candace. We're co-pastors of the Glorious Church along with Lee Morgans, Lee and Jan, and Collinsville, Oklahoma, Billy Brim's church. And we are filling in for Mom, and we've been talking about God's plan. I read in the Bible in Ephesians and in the New Living Translation, and in verse 10 it said, "And this is the plan." And I could kind of see Jesus is bending over like a coach going, "This is the game plan." And it says, "At the right time, he'll bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth." And I thought about, it's the authority. The plan is the authority. And I thought about Sid Ross saying, this is the message for the church. This is the hour for the message. And I thought about Brother Hagin saying, the authority. We need to operate in our authority. But here is the key, people. The authority is from far above. We've been raised. When Christ died, we died. When he was raised, we were raised. This is all in Ephesians. Where were we raised to? At the right hand of the Father. Now, that's where Jesus is now. He's at the right hand of the Father. Well, he's the head and we're the body and we're to join with him. And here's what John A. McMillan said about that place. "The only place of safety is the occupation of the seat itself. It is far above the enemy. If the believer abides steadfastly by faith in this location, he cannot be touched because you're above the barriers. You're above Satan. You're above all the demons and the strongholds. So by faith, you can't actually go there. You have to do it by faith. And that's what pleases God. By faith, I take my seat." And here's what he said. "Consequently, the enemy will put forth everything he can to get you from that position. Because once you're not operating from that place, your authority is gone and you are no longer dangerous and you're further open for attack." So how do we take our seat, Candy? How would you tell people out there, "Well, I know about authority. I believe in it. I believe," like it says in Matthew, it says, he's given us the keys. Mm-hmm. He's given us the authority. How do we take that place? Give us an example.
Well, let's just go back to Ephesians 1, 17. Let's go on down to 19. And it says in Ephesians 1, 19, "And what is exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power." The first thing you have to have in this whole Ephesians prayer is you have to have faith,
right,
in what you're believing.
Yes.
You have to have faith that God has given you the power. You have to have faith that when Jesus died and went to the cross and rose again, that he gave you the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah.
You have to have the faith in this exceeding greatness that they're talking about, that he has given to us. If you don't have faith in that area, then you have to get in the Word of God and build yourself up in that faith.
Yeah.
Stay in Ephesians 1, 17 through 22. Stay in Ephesians 3, 14. You know, get in these areas where you learn about your power, your authority through Christ. That's the first place you've got to go. Because if you've never heard of anything like this ever before, then you have to find it in the Word of God and build your faith
right up.
Because you can't go to that place of taking your seat if you don't even know there's a seat to take,
right,
you know. And get tapes like what you're teaching on. Billy Brim has tapes. Brother Copeland has tapes. Everybody.
The Authority
has
of the Believer by Brother Hagin.
Oh yes,
that would be a good start.
Great place to start.
We're a really good start.
Great place
if you don't
to
know
start.
Anything about it. But
right.
Here, I'm trying. I'm kind of. I'm feeling like I'm supposed to say this for the people who do know about authority.
Okay.
But it's about a place.
Yes. Yes,
it's not just
okay.
authority, it's a place
right,
of
right,
authority.
Right.
So if you're taking authority here on earth, it's not working.
Right.
The powers right. of the air are above you.
Right.
But we are made it. We are made. Go ahead.
Well, you can just go right back into Ephesians here.
Yes.
Right after 19, and it says, us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, might, and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under the feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church.
Not only is Paul talking about authority, right. He's talking about location.
Right. He's talking
that whole thing he was talking about where?
The location.
He said, now we've been raised far above. Mm-hmm. That's above is where. Right. He's talking about positioning and location.
Right. Right.
He's saying where Jesus is, where we're to operate from by faith. Right. He's talking about where the powers of the authority and demons operate from. And from under, he said they're under our feet.
Right, right.
Well, how can they be under if we're here on earth?
Right.
So we can't operate from here. It's all about a place.
Right.
So I believe there's a lot of Christians who know about authority, but they don't really understand the place.
Right.
And John A. McMillan said this about the place. He said, here's how I did it. Because he would go into villages that would worship Satan. And demons would come out of trees and logs. And they would run missionaries out. This was in Africa back in the 1800s. And the only one they knew at that time in the whole world that they knew of was John A. McMillan, who could get rid of them. And he would go in there.
Right.
And he'd clear house and bring the word of God in. And so after it's over, they'd all go, how'd you do it? Mm-hmm. He said, it's all about the place. Mm-hmm. It's all about the place. And they're like, what place? And he says, well, here's what I do. Here's what I do every day. And he says this. I'm reading from his book. Do you believe that God hath quickened you together with Christ and raised you up together? And that's just what Jesus said. You have to believe, or Jesus, Candace, pretty close, you know. Do you believe that God hath quickened us together with Christ and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, which it says in Ephesians 2, 5 through 6? If you believe that, and I do, this is what John A. McMillan said, then you should say this every day. Lord, I accept your gracious word, and I believe it. I believe what you said for me. In humble faith, I do now take my seat in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus at thy right hand. Lord, teach me how to fulfill this sacred ministry. It's a heavenly ministry. How to exercise the authority which you've entrusted to me. Train me day by day that I may attain to the full stature of the perfect man in Christ, so that in me thy purpose of the ages, thy plan, may be fulfilled. Now here's what he said. That's what I do every day. And because of that, I run demons out. Why? They're underneath me. I don't operate from the earthly level. I operate from the heavenly level. I'm far above it. So he said this, if you're walking in the spirit, your normal life is in the heavenlies.
Right.
Whoo! And to secure the consciousness of this, otherwise you'll forget. You'll get too busy and you'll forget this. There must be a daily acceptance of this fact. Let us morning by morning, as one of our first acts of worship, take our seat with Christ. Return thanks to God for it and everything that it implies. And let us often remind ourselves that we are seated far above all the powers of the air, and they are in subjection to us. And as our faith learns to use the name and the authority of Jesus, we shall find that spiritual forces yielding obedience in ways that will surely even surprise you. Praise God. Do you have something from Grace Roos or that you wanted to share?
I can right here. Out of her book, Spiritual Warfare by Grace Roos, on page 7, it said, it talks about Adam was placed on the earth as head of God's creation. But when he fell into the snare of the devil, his headship passed to Satan, who has since been the god of this world. And that's what Chip was talking about earlier, that we have to move above that place and that position where he operates. But Jesus on Calvary brought us back with his atoning blood, regaining all that Adam lost in his gamble with Satan. Satan was disarmed, defeated, and put to open shame. Satan lost his legal right to the earth and the human race. So through Christ,
We are not his victims. We are his victors. We have nothing to fear from him so long as we consistently recognize him as defeated and already overcome. Mm. Our danger lies in that we lose sight of the power of Calvary and accept Satan's version of it all. He would have us to believe that we are helpless before him, that he can do as he pleases, and we must suffer it unless God hears our prayers and rushes to our rescue. But Luke 10:19 declares, "Behold, I give unto you the power, authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, types of unclean spirits, and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." God has given this power to us. It is ours to exercise by faith. With authority, we can cry, "I come out against you, Satan," with the blood of Jesus Christ binding and overcoming you and your lies in the name of Jesus. I take my seat. You are already defeated and overcome. You can do nothing.
So Grace Roos, who Brother Hagin read after and learned a lot of his faith, she said, "I take my seat." She said that.
Yep.
So she took her seat.
Yeah.
Johnny McMillan took her seat. So what we're trying to get across here, Christians, body of Christ, is the place. Mm-hmm. Wherever you're at right now, just say out loud. If you're in your car at work, just say the place. Have I been operating from that place? Because that place is your heavenly ministry. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Pastor Lee Morgans, our senior pastor at Collinsville, this morning, and I was talking about, you know, the Bible says when any two agree in agreement,
right,
you ask and it shall be given unto you. It shall be, you shall have it in his name.
Right, right.
And I thought about, you know, in agreement, well, what place are you at? Even if the person says, "I do agree with you, Pastor," and the pastor's operating from the right hand of the Father, but you're not. Mm-hmm. But what if both of you were in agreement at the right place?
Right.
Far above.
Right.
All the powers, all the barriers, mm-hmm, all the strongholds. Thank God for the word of God.
Right.
No wonder Paul said, "Lord," he urgently prayed, "please, God, let their eyes be enlightened." Mm-hmm. Let them see this.
Right.
That it's not just, they're going to have to see it by faith.
Right, right.
Because how else are you going to operate from a place you can't even in the naturally go? Mm-hmm. But by faith you can. And Jesus is the head and we're the body. I've never seen a head and body work separately.
No.
So we need to unite with him, and that's where he's at. Far above all these strongholds that have been against you. So wherever you're at, have you been operating from that place? And we're going to encourage you tomorrow and the next day on being strong in the Lord from that place and what God has for you. And so I want you to really, really pay attention and get the archives if you can. This has been Chip Brim and Candace Brim. We're pastors at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, along with Lee Morgans. And we have meetings on Sundays at 10 o'clock. If you don't have a church, we'd love to see. We built a brand new church. It's absolutely gorgeous. Thank you, Lord. And we also meet on Wednesdays at 6:30. Mom's there all the time. Who's mom? Billy Brim. She's a good teacher. I kind of keep her straightened up in line, you know, with all the doctrine and everything else. You know I'm joking. And our number is 918-371-4589. That's 918-371-4589. We are located at 915 North 19th Street in Collinsville, Oklahoma. If you want to get on the website, you can go to agloriouschurch.net. Or you can go to billybrim.org, billyebrim.org. This is Chip Brim saying shalom.